Welcome everyone to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, I am Eric, and I am joined this week by
three women that you mildly are annoyed by.
Three!
Sam's back, everyone. Sam has returned.
Returned from the grave.
She lives.
Yeah, we dug her up for this series.
It was a nice. It's nice to be on the side of the ground.
Mm. So we were going to do this episode this summer, but given current circumstances, we thought now's the time to pull the trigger.
We're not saying we're capitalizing on it. We're just saying
it's current.
I mean, why wouldn't we?
Current events have led us to this.
I'm just going to miss the X videos where he starts everyone, "What's up, X World?" That's what got me through the fucking pandemic, dude. Was OJ playing golf? Oh. What's up, Twitter world?
What?
Did he do that?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
go look on OJ's Twitter or X or whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's amazing. It's fucking great.
This episode also was requested from someone who I know who listens.
This episode's actually been requested a couple of times. That's why we wanted to do it this year.
I've been begging.
She's been begging.
I've been begging.
We were going to offer Summer a Slaughter with this.
Aren't you glad you waited?
I'm so excited.
Yep. But before we get into the story of OJ Simpson.
The juice.
He is no longer on the loose.
He's not.
He's been cremated.
He's in the wind.
Yeah. So he was cremated, and I know a bunch of medical facilities wanted to get his brain so they could study it to see if he had like CTE and shit.
What's that?
It's like that concussion thing, you know?
Yeah. Mm. So, but his power of attorney or whatever, the people representing him declined.
Said, hell no.
Bummer.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So guys, make sure your auto downloads are on if you listen on Apple or whatever streaming platform you subscribe to. And make sure you share the episodes on Instagram, Snapchat, and every platform you can share your social media post on. You can share it through our Spotify. So if you go to Spotify and you click the episode, you can hit share and share it to your Instagram story or Snapchat or whatever.
Spotify.
But yeah, welcome back, Sam.
Hello.
Welcome.
You know.
Thank you.
I'm glad you got your car fixed.
It's something.
I know it's not 100% fixed.
No.
But I might have a line on a new car for you. It's just going up for sale. It's a white Bronco.
Sold. The only kind of Ford I would ever buy.
Yep. But we'll touch more on that later. We'll talk later about that. But yeah, without further ado, Sam, take it away.
I'm so excited.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You know they're going to auction that bitch off, right?
Yeah.
They'll take $1.5 million, but...
Is that how much?
Yeah.
You got that?
No, but I know somebody who does.
There you go.
Wow.
Just a little
Just put our fucking logo on it. Whenever we get a new
My
logo.
My license plate will just say creepy.
Creepy. Yeah. Creepy.
Creepy. Anyway, so Orenthal James Simpson, or OJ, the juice, Heisman Trophy winning football star, commentator, actor, rapper, golfer. Did I hit everything? Did I hit everything? Did I miss one? Author. That's right. Author. Yeah. How could I forget author?
He's a sextuple threat.
That's a word?
Yes.
It is.
Alleged murderer. Sorry.
Well, see, I wanted to put that, but it's, you know, we don't know if he did it or not.
That's why I said alleged.
Alleged.
Allegations.
I like that word. He was the running back for 11 seasons with the Buffalo Bills. He holds the record for being the first player to cover over 2,000 yards in a season, beating out Jim Brown with a record of 1,863 yards. Although six players have beat his record, OJ is the only one who covered it in the 14-game season that the NFL later changed to 16. He also holds a record of 143.1 yard per game average in a single season. He is in the College Football Hall of Fame as well as the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's also the alleged murderer of his ex-wife and Ronald Goldman. We'll get to that eventually. So OJ was born.
See, I really wanted to open this episode up like the Inside the Actor's Studio, because that was like,
I don't know what that means.
So Inside the Actor's Studio was like a big show in the 90s where this dude would interview actors, but he would have the most like deadpan voice doing it. And I was thinking about opening the show like that, like announcing OJ, but I was like, fuck it. It was anybody that's like 38 and older is going to get that and be like, that's funny. But yeah,
I just missed that window of time.
I did too.
By like 6 years.
I watched a lot of adult shows as a kid. I didn't really watch a lot of cartoons.
I was only allowed to listen to like K-Love and watch like Nickelodeon.
Yeah. So about this, before we get into this, Bailey, you have a confession to make about this topic.
Oh, I know absolutely fucking nothing about it, except for the Khloe Kardashian thing.
Get out.
No. I'm
this
here.
This is my Roman Empire.
I'm here.
I'm so
but you know what? Christian, it gives it a good like dynamic of like, it's like an audience.
Hold on, Sam. Let me blow your mind even more. Christian, would you like to make a confession?
Christian.
We're your live studio audience.
I also
we're here to react.
Know very little about this. I know his name is OJ and his last name is Simpson. I didn't even know that he was like that famous of a football player. I knew he was also on Family Guy at one point.
He was?
Yeah.
I hate it here. Do we at least know who Adam Walsh is?
No.
Who?
I know who Adam Walsh is.
Adam who? Walsh? Could you elaborate?
Hi, friend.
Is I'm that out. OJ's brother?
I'm going back to my hole!
Well, anyway, let's educate these two on who OJ is.
My parents only let me watch Animal Planet and Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. So I was not exposed to stuff like
shit,
that.
Shit, man, I was watching Leno and The Court Case and all that shit as a kid.
I was listening to Christian pop.
I don't know where I was.
That just blew. Sorry,
Sam. I was like,
OJ was born.
Yes. I remember the chase.
I don't.
I do.
There was a chase?
We'll get there.
Spoiler alert. Okay, OJ was born.
Spoiling alert.
All right, so let's educate these two and any audience members, any of the creeps out there that also don't know who OJ is.
This is as astounding to me as people not knowing who fucking Jeffrey Dahmer is.
Well, we know him.
Yes.
Like,
this might be the most famous murder trial.
It's literally called the trial of the century.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. This is the most famous, I would say, this is the most famous murder, possible murderer in like, the current zeitgeist. Alleged.
I don't quite concern literally. Myself with sports. Sporks. I just hope everyone has a good time.
Right on.
I like to watch men beat the fuck out of each other, so I'm game.
Hockey.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Currently in my hockey smut phase, and I'm living.
Hockey smut, she said.
Yes, specifically hockey.
There's hockey porn?
Yes.
Heard.
I'm so here for it.
Heard.
Okay, then. All right. Well, I don't want to hear any more of what you flick your bean to, Sam, so...
I read it.
Do they ever get books? Do they ever get fucking
you can read and
up?
Flick. Do they ever get what?
Fucking puck mixed up. I'm going to puck
you. He shot the fuck.
I'm going to bend you over the penalty box.
Jesus Christ.
Look. Okay. Eric, don't be.
Yeah, I'm going to have to like clean that chair after Sam leaves.
Shut up.
Ew. No. Anyway. RJ was born.
So Sam's back.
Sam's back.
Hey. Anyway, OJ was born on July 9th. That means he's a Cancer, right?
Well, incidentally, that's what he died from.
Oh.
Foreshadowing?
Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Fuck.
I think it was prostate cancer, yeah. Too.
It will.
He shouldn't have put his about dick karma. Where it didn't belong.
In Kris Jenner.
We'll get to that
it's
later.
It's the one thing I know.
You're gonna ride that pony.
I'm gonna ride it straight into the sunset, baby.
Well, we all know Bailey keeps up with the Kardashians now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I do not. Neither give a fuck I. less about the Kardashians.
I love them.
All right, let's
we
move
have
on.
All three in here.
I know, we have all the babies.
Mm-hmm. All the live studio so audience.
Yeah, it's a special night. We have to have all hands on deck.
Yes, they're welcoming me back.
Yep. Lucy's running security.
Clearly.
Very well.
Yeah.
She's literally sleeping on the job.
Is that what you would do if you were running security?
It more looks like Salem's running security. Ripley's checking IDs. And Lou is passed the fuck out in the bathroom.
Drunk.
Next to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post a picture of this.
They're so cool.
All right. So he's born in...
He's born on July 9th, 1947, in Potrero Hill, California. It's near San Francisco. His parents were Eunice and Jimmy Simpson. allegedly, I'm not sure on this one, but it said that his aunt suggested the name Orenthal because that was one of her favorite French actors.
Well, it sounds like some type of medicated cream.
I like it. I think it's a cool name.
It's different.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. That's
what I said. I love that. His father was a chef and as well as a custodian at a bank, like overnight. And Eunice was a hospital admin. At the age of two, he developed rickets.
What, like a pirate?
I think that's...
Scurvy?
Scurvy?
Is scurvy the word you're looking for? What? He can't develop scurvy because you have to eat oranges to fight off scurvy, and his name is literally OJ.
So he can't get scurvy. Oranges.
He's immune to scurvy.
Yeah, he is OJ.
OJ. Yes.
You're so pretty.
Yeah.
Is he full of pulp?
He loves
he's
pulp.
He's not now.
Just ask. I mean, look what he did to Nicole. He pulped her.
He's pulp. He got off pulp free.
Pulp Fiction.
Good movie.
That's my I movie. Love that movie.
It's my favorite.
I thought you didn't like movies.
One of my five.
Okay.
She
was so ready for that.
Yeah, no, I'm so serious. I have one for every genre.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
So at the age of two, he developed rickets, which is the weakening of bones in children. And he had to wear these leg braces for a few hours every day. And it was, back then, it was like a pair of shoes with, like, iron bars going up. Kind of think like Forrest Gump, but
that's what my brain shoes. Immediately went to.
Literally.
Special shoes. Magic shoes. They would take me anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So he had to wear these until he was 5 years old, so about 3 years. And in 1952, Jimmy, the dad, decided to leave the family, and Eunice had to take on the responsibility of raising four children.
He went out for milk and never came back.
God, accurate.
Well,
we know he didn't go out for OJ.
He had that at home. That's fucking great.
That was
I
funny.
Love that. That was a good one. So he leaves Eunice to take care of the four kids, OJ, his brother, and their two sisters on her own. When OJ was 13, he joined a street gang called the Persian Warriors and spent time in the San Francisco Youth Guidance Center for about a week in 1962 at age of 15.
Locked up.
Won't let me out. They'd let him out a week later, but that was his stint as a gang member. There was nothing else.
Not his only stint in jail.
No.
That's why we're here.
That is, in fact, well, kind of. Anyway, so OJ played football for his high school, Galileo High School, which is now known as the Galileo Academy of Science and Technology. And he graduates. His grades weren't great. So he goes to City College of San Francisco from 1965 to 1966 and played football on both the offense and defense. And he was put on the junior college All-American team as some sources say running back, some say halfback. So both. I don't fucking know.
He was back.
He has a back.
He did back stuff.
Christ almighty.
That wasn't on purpose.
That was good. No, I'm here
that's
for
what
it.
Makes it even better. Oh, God. He did back stuff. Huh?
Never skip back day.
Nope.
Oh, God.
So, once OJ got traction as the junior college All-American team twice, two-time nominated or whatever. Out of the 50 colleges that wanted OJ, he chose USC. It's University of Southern California, not the USC here.
In South Carolina, where we're at.
The OG USC. And you cannot tell me any different. So from 1967 to 1968, he attended USC on an athletic scholarship and played halfback for the Trojans. During his first year at USC, he ran 1,543 yards and had 13 touchdowns. In 1968, he ran for 1,880 yards that included 383 carries.
Hell of an athlete.
Yeah, he's a fucking machine. So the 1967 game between USC and UCLA is considered one of the greatest games of football in the 20th century.
Damn.
The teams were tied in the fourth quarter when he ran a 64-yard touchdown for the win against UCLA. He was nominated that year for a Heisman, but he did not get it. He was, however, awarded the Walter Camp Award, which I meant to Google that and I forgot. So if you know what that is, great. In 1968, he was awarded the Heisman Trophy. Oddly enough, that was the same year he signed a contract with ABC. He was in the 1974 film, The Towering Inferno. And he was also in a movie called The Klansman, where he played a man who was framed for murder. And I just felt like I had to throw that out there.
He also shot a pilot for a show called Frogmen that was like a military, it was like a ripoff of the A-Team type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where at one point he held a knife to a woman's throat in one of the scenes. And I was like,
foreshadowing.
Oh. Yes.
Lots of foreshadowing here. And then in 1978, he was in Capricorn 1.
Life imitates art.
All movies I have never seen.
Correct. Me either. OJ's 1977 season with the Bills was cut short due to an injury. From 1978 to 1979, he played for the San Francisco 49ers after being traded by the Bills. So he's back home now. He's playing in his, like, home turf.
Yeah, his last X video that he put up, not porn X video, but, like, video he put up on
I mean, he Twitter. Could be that kind of star, too. We don't know.
Yeah, he could have been. I think he missed his calling. But, he said how excited he was for San Francisco to be in the Super Bowl. So.
Well. OJ was the highest paid player in the NFL, earning $806,688 in 1979 when he retired due to a knee injury.
That's not even $1 million.
No. Back then, that was a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, 1979.
I'm going to Google it.
Do it. I want to know how much fucking money that is.
How much was it?
$806,688 in 1979 money.
To now.
We're talking like gas is like 5 cents a gallon or some shit right now. Right?
I mean, not. It probably wasn't 5 cents a gallon, I don't think.
It's probably like a dollar.
I don't know.
Inflation calculator.
When was that?
How much was it again? I'm sorry, I love you.
$806,688.
Okay. Start year, end year. 79, right?
Yeah, 1979.
3,470,447.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
It's a lot of dollars.
That's a lot of doll hairs.
Actually, you weren't that far off. It was 53 cents.
There was a five.
We got two Googlers in here.
Hell yeah, brother.
Everybody's using their Googlers.
Yeah.
So in 1979, he started Orenthal Productions that created mainly TV-based projects. He continued his acting career with films like the 1987 Back to the Beach and the Naked Gun trilogy, where he played a dim-witted assistant detective alongside Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley. Which I thought was kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
He was in a movie with Priscilla Presley. We love her.
And I want to say, like, the third Naked Gun came out, like, right before all the shit went down.
Naked Gun.
It was, yeah, I think it was, like,
93, 94?
I was going to say 2, and then I was like, oh, maybe it was 4, and then that's when you said 4.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was 94, but early 94.
It had to have been early 94. Yeah. Anyway, so after that, he became a commentator of the NFL on NBC and Monday Night Football. He appeared on Saturday Night Live as one of the members of the audience during its second season, and then he hosted an episode in the third season. He endorsed many brands such as Pioneer Chicken. I've never heard of that.
Well, it's clearly not around anymore.
Yeah, he fucked that up for them.
Hertz, PX Corporation, and Honey Baked Ham. And he also had a 3-year, $250,000 deal with Chevrolet.
Hell
so
yeah.
So he's stacked.
Yeah, he's getting all the sponsorship money.
OJ married his high school sweetheart, Marguerite Whitley, on June 24th, 1967, at the age of 19. It was the year before he won the Heisman Trophy. They had 3 children together in the following years, Arnell, Jason, and Aaron. Aaron unfortunately passed away just a month before her second birthday due to a drowning incident, which is sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. Marguerite made an effort to keep herself out of the spotlight. She just really was not. She was a private lady, and she hated the fact that OJ was a celebrity. Hated it. In an interview with People magazine, OJ made a comment about Marguerite. She felt that OJ's fame was a detriment to their marriage. He said, the price of fame was our biggest problem. My wife is a private person, yet we can't walk down the street without causing a commotion. You're fucking OJ Simpson.
He's like a national treasure at this point.
Yeah. He is like, the golden boy. He's
loved by everyone.
Literally, he is the golden child.
Like, OJ could do no wrong until he did.
We'll get there.
Allegedly.
We'll get there. I'm going to make so many people mad.
I know you are. That'll be episode 2.
Anyway, so in 1979, the two divorced, partly due to the pressure of OJ being a celebrity, but also mainly the fact that OJ was having a 2-year affair with an 18-year-old server who would eventually become his second wife, Nicole Brown.
Ew.
Correct. Icky.
Fucking ew.
What is it with these athletes?
But at this point, he's not that much older than she is, right?
Mm-mm. Not much.
He's in like his early 20s.
Oh.
Really?
It's I'd say mid-20s.
Mid?
Yeah. But
it's not like he's 40 dating an 18-year-old.
What was he born?
1945?
1947.
Yeah,
he old as hell.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
But... I mean, what I was saying earlier, like, what's up with these athletes, man?
He was like 40. He was like 38.
Ew.
No I stand way. By my ick.
Mm-hmm.
My ickery.
Yeah, because it's 1979.
How old was OJ when he died?
He was like 76.
He's in the 76, yeah.
Oh, shit.
He was old.
Damn, we can't math.
Math
ain't mathing.
Nope.
Anyway,
I suck at math, so.
Same. So, after years of dating and living together, OJ and Nicole got married in 1985, the same year he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They went on to have two children together, Justin and Sydney. A few years into their marriage, Nicole began to complain to her friends about OJ. She said that he was physically abusive. Police were called out to their home fairly often.
Yeah, this was like a constant.
Yeah, they're pretty much like a first name basis, not because he's OJ Simpson.
Yikes. But because he's OJ, nobody ever went to jail from this shit.
No.
Like a domestic dispute charge normally lands somebody in jail, not OJ.
It normally will land both of them in jail.
Dude, he like, here. The cops would show up and be like, can I get your autograph?
Literally.
Next. Yeah. Oof. So, on New Year's Eve 1989, the two got into an argument, and OJ allegedly threatened to kill her. Nicole had bruises, a black eye, and a split lip after the incident. I don't know what they were fighting about, but...
Who knows?
Do you want to?
I mean, that. So this call happened in 1993. Are we getting ready to get into the murders?
No.
All right, so continue.
Okay. Yes. All right. I know where we can put it. Anyway, so during OJ's and Marguerite's 12-year marriage, there were never any reports of violence. Back in 1995, Marguerite did an interview with 2020 and said, if he did, he would have gotten a frying pan upside his head. There was just no way that I would allow that to happen to me. When Barbara Walters asked her if OJ had ever hit her during the course of their relationship / marriage. Which, period, Marguerite.
Period.
Period. He later pled no contest to spousal battery dealing with the New Year's Eve incident. And brushed it off in an interview with ESPN News. He said, quote, we had a fight. We were both guilty. No one was hurt. It was no big deal. And we got on with our lives.
End sometimes quote. They just get lippy.
I hate you. Christ. So 2-ish years after the New Year's Eve incident, so we're in 1992 now, Nicole files for divorce. She was awarded $430,000 plus $10,000 per month in child support when the settlement was finalized in October of that year. During that 2020 interview that Marguerite did with Barbara Walters, she confirmed that Marguerite would testify that OJ never laid a hand on her. Oh, never mind. She says her opinion about later on. We'll get to that.
All right. So I have a 911 call made by Nicole Brown Simpson after her ex-husband OJ Simpson arrived at her house in October of 1993. So
was this before or after they were divorced?
This was after the divorce.
Something pounded it and then he
hold on.
It was about a year after the divorce.
911 emergency. Can you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green? He's back. Please.
Okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record. Could you just send somebody over here?
Okay, what is he doing there?
He just drove up again.
He just drove
somebody over?
Okay, wait a minute. What kind of car is he in?
He's in a white Bronco, but first of all, he broke the back door down to get in.
Okay, wait a minute. What's your name?
Nicole Simpson.
Okay, is he the sportscaster or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. We're sending the police. What is he doing? Is he threatening you?
I'm going nuts.
Okay, has he threatened you in any way, or is he just harassing you?
You're going to hear him in a minute. He's about to come in again.
Hmm. Okay, just stay on the line.
I don't want to stay on the line. He's going to beat the shit.
Wait a minute. Wait, just stay on the line so we can know what's going on until the police get there, okay? Okay, Nicole?
Uh-huh.
Just a moment. Does he have any weapons?
I don't know.
Okay.
He went home. Now he's back.
Okay.
My kids are upstairs sleeping, and I don't want anything to happen.
Okay. Has he hit you today or no?
No.
Okay. You don't need any paramedics or anything?
Uh-uh.
Okay. You just want him to leave?
My door. He broke the whole back door in.
And then he left and he came back?
And he came and he practically knocked my upstairs door down, but he pounded it, and then he screamed and hollered, and I tried to get him out of the bedroom because the kids were sleeping in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then he wanted somebody's phone number, and I gave him my phone book, and put my phone book down to write, mm-hmm. write down the phone number that he wanted, and mm-hmm. then he took my phone book with all my stuff in it.
What does he say? Just stay on the line, okay? Is he upset with something that you did?
Oh, a long time ago, it always comes back.
What is he saying in the background?
He's just screaming.
He's just screaming obscenities. Like, I really didn't get anything out. It just sounded angry.
Yeah, you couldn't really make out what he was saying. She's like, I don't want you to wake up the kids. He's like, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. Damn. That's crazy.
But yeah, that's... That phone call happened about... Let's see. The murders happened.
Oh, look, here's the transcript.
Oh, good.
Hold on, let me get to the part where OJ comes in.
I did notice that she said something like, oh, he'll beat the shit out of me or something.
Yep.
Is he harassing you or is he... I forget what exactly...
Is he threatening you?
Or is he just harassing you?
Like, girl.
At one point, she sounded excited. Like the 911 operator.
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record. Girl, messy.
Messy, period. God.
Yeah, because the translator on here couldn't make out what he was saying.
Well, this is, you're not leaving when I'm gone. Hey, I have to read this something explicit all week in the National Enquirer. Her words exactly. What? Who got that? Who? Inaudible.
So he's just gibberish.
He's just screaming a bunch of stuff, but there was a part that I just read that was, I'm leaving with my two fucking fists is what I'm leaving with. You ain't got to worry about me anymore. Or something. Like, he's just, like, screaming just crazy shit. Because he's upset.
Well...
He just got divorced. He just got taken to the cleaners.
He damn sure did.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's a lot.
So, now we get into what we're all here for today.
Yep.
These are also one of the first crime scene photos I've ever seen unredacted.
They're pretty bad.
They are... awful.
I'll have to look them up.
Crime Online.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If it's still a thing, I'm pretty sure. Perfect. Be prepared. They're awful.
I've seen a lot of shit.
Fair enough. So, the night is June 12th, 1994. We're going to go through the timeline from both OJ's house and Nicole's house.
Okay.
So, we're going to start, we're starting at OJ's and ending at OJ's, but there's going to be some like zigzags.
Yep.
But I'm going to let you know when we jump locations. Anyway, so around 6:30 p.m., Nicole and OJ's daughter, Sydney, she has a dance recital. They go, after it is over, they go to a restaurant in Brentwood called Mezzaluna. And Nicole has a friend, Ron Goldman, who works there. He's a server. He's their server. Nicole's mom leaves her glasses at Mezzaluna. And so somehow Nicole is alerted to the fact that her mom leaves the glasses. So she either calls Ron or Ron calls her. I'm not really sure on that part. But anyway, so he's like, oh, I'll just drop him by when I'm off of work. No big deal. Well, so 10:25 p.m. rolls around. OJ's limo driver, Alan Park, arrived to take OJ to the airport to catch his flight to Chicago at 11:45. I don't know if OJ's house is called Rockingham or he lives in Rockingham. Like, it's like a neighborhood or whatever. I think it's called Rock. Yes, Rockingham. I don't know if it's the name. I think
it's the neighborhood.
Okay. It never specified. It just says.
I want to say I read somewhere that it was his neighborhood.
Okay.
Or heard it somewhere.
Anyway, so he is ringing the gate. No answer. He gets there at 10:25 p.m. to get OJ to LAX for his 11:45 flight to Chicago.
Because he's going to a Hertz rent-a-car convention.
Yes.
So that's why he's going to Chicago.
Sounds yes. fun.
Honestly, yeah. Kind of.
You're so serious?
He's the guest speaker.
Yeah, but like a rent-a-car convention?
I mean, they're going to wine and dine the shit out of him.
Yeah.
True.
He's the juice.
He's the juice.
So, fast forward to about 10:45 p.m. OJ's friend, Brian Cato, Kalen.
Who parlayed this into one hell of a career, by the way.
As he should have. So he is staying in OJ's guest house. He hears a thump outside of the guest house and he goes outside to see where this noise came from. Doesn't find anything. Allegedly. We don't know. He just says he doesn't. So now we're jumping over to Nicole's. So between 10:50 and 10:55, one of Nicole's neighbors was walking their dog and they see Nicole's white Akita outside by itself, barking bloody paws.
Aww.
I know. Dog's fine.
Yeah, but aww.
I know. So, back over at OJ's, it's now 11:01 p.m. The limo driver finally sees OJ. He lets him in to the gate, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he drives OJ to LAX and drops him off. So he was waiting out there for like over 30 minutes.
Yeah, but how far do OJ and Nicole live from each other?
We'll get there.
Okay.
I should have it in here. I'm not sure. But 12:10 a.m. back over at Nicole's. We're back over at her house now. Nicole's Akita finally leads the neighbor to the bodies of Ron and Nicole laying in front of Nicole's home. So Nicole is by the stairs. And Ron is kind of like off to the side a little bit. I don't think he's quite on the sidewalk.
No.
No. There's a lot of blood. So I can't.
An insane amount of blood.
I don't even have a word for it. Someone went to fucking town.
Damn.
On these two people. Stabbed. Just
like blind total rage mode. Yeah.
Jesus. Like more, if there's something more than a crime of passion, that's what this is.
Personal as fuck.
Horrific. So 4:15 a.m. OJ lands in Chicago, checks into his hotel room. 15 minutes later, police get to OJ's Rockingham home to inform him that Nicole had been murdered. So we're about 4:30 in the morning. They obviously don't find OJ, but what they do find is his white Bronco with bloodstains inside and a bloody glove inside that matches the one from the crime scene that was found near Ron's body.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, 10:45 the next morning, police secured a search warrant for OJ's home in Rockingham and find more traces of blood around the property in the house. There was more blood in the Bronco as well. From what I understood, it was a very convoluted paragraph.
I know you're going to say, we'll get there, but I hope they tested the blood.
So we're in the 90s right now.
No, they didn't test the blood.
What? We'll get there.
Yeah, that's going to be episode 2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, fun fact, Sam did her senior project on DNA analysis in the OJ case.
That's funny.
This is my Roman Empire. I fucking love this. Anyway, so the next day, by noon the next day, OJ's back in California. After being...
Well, before we go any further, there's one thing I would like to note. Ron Goldman is a black belt, which a lot of people don't mention.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, he was a black belt.
Okay.
Which makes it very strange that, like... They were both outside when they were murdered.
Yeah.
To not alert any neighbors or anything. Like, I'm sorry. If you're getting stabbed a shit ton, you're going to scream.
Correct. And there's no reports.
I wonder how far apart these houses were.
We'll have to Google it.
Sometimes rich people, like, they are super isolated in their shit, you know?
OJ lived in Rockingham. Nicole lived in Brentwood.
Yeah, so we'd have to Google that. But
yeah. There's also a fun app called Crime Door. And it's essentially like... I don't really know if it's AI. It might not be. But anyway, so you like download the app. You scan your floor or whatever. And you can choose... different iconic crime scenes.
Well, that's cool.
To like walk through.
That's scary.
They're pretty. It's really freaking cool.
They should have it on VR. What? That would be cool.
The houses are very far apart, by the way. They're on like big lots. Like there's a lot of space.
In that neighborhood.
Yeah, in Nicole's neighborhood.
Yeah, so then it's possible that like they didn't hear.
They're on like an acre.
Yeah.
Each house.
That's a lot for LA. I've been watching Selling OC and Selling Sunset.
They're not on top of each other.
They're not on top of each other, but if you're getting fucking stabbed to death.
Right, someone's gonna know.
It's a big lot, but noise travels. Especially two people screaming for their lives.
And true.
Unless they were killed first. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've been given the hand to shut the fuck up. So
we're gonna get there.
We're gonna get there.
I feel like Sam's just edging right now.
I'm chilling.
She's edging the entire audience and us.
I freaking love this diff. Anyway, so by noon the next day, OJ's back in California. After the police are like, "Hey, your ex-wife is murdered. You should probably get back here." So he does. They immediately arrest him because they have found the blood and whatnot in his home. And they're like, well, obviously OJ did it. He's taken back to the police station and questioned for hours. He has maintained his innocence the entire time. And I, never mind. So June 16th, a few days later, there's a funeral held for Nicole and Ron. And OJ was seen with their two kids. So Justin and Sydney, not his other two from Marguerite's. At the service with two, with both of them. OJ, there was a warrant, an arrest warrant put out on the next day, June 17th, for OJ. And he is ordered to surrender himself by 11 a.m. that day. And this is 5 days after the murders. So, police were able to track down OJ by using his phone or whatever. He had made a phone call or something like that.
Yeah.
And they tracked him to the Santa Ana Freeway.
And this is the part about the chase.
So, OJ,
if you can call it a chase.
It's not a chase.
Low speed.
So, I saw him like 35 miles an hour or something like that.
What?
On the freeway.
Which, how the fuck were they able to keep this going without, like, traffic in L.A.?
Literally. So, okay. So, we're on the Santa Ana Freeway. The cops are chasing, following the Bronco. It's got, the driver is A.C. Cowlings, which is O.J., one of O.J.'s best friends and teammates, right? Mm-hmm. Teammate. And they begin the most infamous, only, low-speed police chase ever. It interrupted the NBA Finals.
Yeah, like, it ruined a lot of shit.
So people were lining the freeway with signs cheering on OJ.
What?
Literally. Yeah. So, okay, according to A.C. Cowlings, O.J., is in the back seat because AC's driving, and OJ's in the back allegedly with a gun to his head, like, I'm done, I can't do this anymore, like,
whoa.
Yeah, so it we're getting real serious back here. So
the fact that the whole nation stopped,
yeah, to crazy. Watch
quite this. Literally the world, US stopped,
yeah.
The NBA Finals.
They lost so much revenue.
1994.
I don't know the number, but the NBA lost a fuckstorm of revenue because of this police chase.
You're like, well, these fucking football fucking people.
We got cucked by football again, guys. Cucked
by football again.
So people are lining the Santa Ana Freeway just to catch a glimpse of this white Bronco with a zillion cop cars following behind. There are helicopters above following, and I have my own theories about the helicopters. We'll get into that next time. I'm so excited. You have no freaking clue.
Sam's got like a book of theories on
this. No, I don't have a book of theories. I have one. And there's no one can tell me any different. Good luck. Anyway, so almost 95 million people watched this chase on TV alone. 95 million.
I was not one of them.
People.
I was not born.
I was two. So.
I was five.
I was negative four.
You weren't even a thought.
I was a semen.
You were.
I was swimming.
I was just
swimming.
I was just swimming. Waiting for my moment to shine.
So when the white Bronco reaches OJ's home a little before 9 p.m., he made the decision to finally surrender and went with the police and was held without bail. When the authorities searched the Bronco, they found a gun, OJ's passport, $9,000 in cash, and a disguise.
Yeah, it was like a mustache. It was like,
yeah, it was like
stick on mustache.
It wasn't anything like
that's funny as fuck.
It wasn't like a white girl's level or white chick's level, like disguise. It was like the sunglasses with the mustache angel.
Yeah, that's where my mind was going.
So with the nose.
Yes.
I will say this.
It's white.
During Jesus. This police chase, Domino's reported record sales. Because what? Everybody yes. stayed home.
Oh wow.
To and watch ordered this pizza. Fucking police chase.
I want pizza.
And Domino's now. Made buckets of money.
Oh, for sure.
Because everybody's like glued to the TV. They can't watch not watch. Like no. the country.
I want
to like,
text my parents this. And be like, did you guys watch this happen? Probably. They'll probably say sure. yes.
Yeah. This was like captivating the nation.
Yeah. Despite his claims, he was not trying to run. Allegedly. But it is important that we note that OJ has never, like, he's always maintained that he was innocent throughout this whole thing from beginning to end. Is adamancy a word?
We'll roll with it.
Anyway,
I think so.
So he was very adamant in the fact that he is innocent. He did not do this. And yeah, that also plays into my theory. The fact that he was so adamant that he ran ish from the police.
He's like, bye. He's not OJ Simpson anymore. He's OJ Sanchez with that fucking mustache and fake nose. Oh no. It's like got the like, Groucho Marx glasses that you get at like a joke shop. Mm-hmm. But yeah, news on the white Bronco though.
It's for sale.
And if you want to see it, it is currently on loan by the owners
at Alcatraz
East. At Alcatraz East in Pigeon Forge.
I would die.
And you can see a whole bunch of other famous murder cars there, too.
I wonder if they cleaned it.
Update, you know? My mom did say, yes, I did. It was crazy.
It is
Thank
clean.
You for that update.
It is clean.
I mean, like, the inside, like, is all the blood.
There really wasn't that much blood.
I found enough to arrest him.
Yeah. It was suspicious.
And we'll get back to the glove, too, in the next episode.
Mm.
The one they found in the Bronco, yep. specifically. Plus yes. more things, obviously.
Crikey.
Of course. But yeah, guys, that is part one of the OJ Simpson story.
I learned a lot. I'm intrigued.
Well,
thank God. You buckle up, Buttercup, because next episode...
It's going to be a long one.
We're getting nitty and gritty.
Yeah.
As long as we talk about Chloe.
We definitely will.
I will dive down that rabbit hole just for you, Bailey.
Thank you. Mean, the Kardashians don't get involved until the next episode anyway.
Well, just one. Allegedly two.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly. But yeah, guys, that's going to do it for this episode. Christian, do your thing.
Thank you guys so much. We're so glad Sam's back.
It's back, baby.
It's like the whole family's here. We've got the kitties. We've got Sam.
The whole fam-damily.
Fam-damily.
It's the reunion.
Make sure that you guys have your auto downloads on for new episodes. That way you guys can stay up to date. And if you're not up to date, why? Why are you not up to date? You need to go back and listen to some of our previous episodes. We just covered Jeff the Mongoose like last week. So please go listen to those. Make sure you guys are following us on the socials. So that way you know when we put an episode out. Instagram, Facebook, we're social.
Yep.
Bailey.
Sometimes TikTok.
I had an idea fucking last week of what we could do for TikTok. We have to ask execute it for it to be executed.
Yeah. We can figure it out.
You can't execute me if we don't execute the plan.
I got you. I'm here for it. But all right, guys, we will see you next week. Stay creepy.
Stay spooky.
Stay strange.
And stay safe.
Oh,
It's back. Bye, guys.
Bye.